you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 20th, 2022. And I started off with that verse. I'm going to share some specifics about it in just a minute or two, but I want to share some updates. I think I have five of them before I introduce a very, very special guest, one that I hope I can get through the program without tearing up or getting choked up, but he's my beloved son, and I can't wait to share him with y'all. In fact, you may have heard his voice a time or two in the past. He did kind of a backup program if I was ever sick or wasn't able to make it to the studio. And I think when I had COVID, I played his arrangements of all the music and some things that he shared over the air. So I'll say more about him in just a few moments. But I want to point out today, being Monday, June 20th, Joyce Mankey, our new station manager in Springfield, she has her boots on the ground. She'll be in the studio all week long. In fact, this past Thursday, I went into Springfield and saw her at her new home, her and Verlin's home in Chatham, Illinois. And so we had dinner with Bernie and Vicky and had a great time together. I guess that was on Friday. And so we appreciate Joyce now being in Monday through Friday. She's excited to start her new journey on serving the WLUJ family of stations. And we're so excited about having her on the team. She's been with us for the past 7 years, but now she's actually in the office all the time. Tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, Lord willing, Judge Sam Lementato will be in the studio. I've never had a judge here before, but he'll be sharing about his life story and journey. His wife, Cindy, will be joining him, so I hope they can make it. I think you'll be really blessed. I've heard so many good things about him, and he's running for judgeship in this area, in the Champaign County area. I guess it's some months away, but Judge Sam Lementato and his wife Cindy will be in the studio tomorrow. And also, he'll be speaking to the Champions Group this Thursday at noon. It's a luncheon put on by the Meadowbrook Church for the Champions. It's a number of seniors, I think 55 and older, if you want to be a part of that and hear about Sam and what it's like to be a judge. You can call Meadowbrook Church at 217-351-3019, 217-351-3019. And that's to hear Judge Sam Lementato speak, and that's at the Champion Luncheon, which includes a lunch, so you need to call and reserve your space so they can plan accordingly. And then on Wednesday, as you know, if you've been a part of the radio ministry for the last few months, Pastor Jason Schiffel joins me in the studio. We have a live audience. It's really fun. A lot of radio listeners come and join us and participate in the discussion. And so this Wednesday, we're going to talk about what is love. And so what is biblical love? What does it mean that God loves us? How are we called to love one another? And so that'll be this Wednesday at noon. If you want to participate and be a part of the discussion and have some of your questions answered or share freely some of the thoughts you have about love, then join us on Wednesday. The only thing is, though, I'm with my beloved son, David, and I'll be driving him up to O'Hare. So Tim's coming in from Springfield, and he'll fill in for me, and he'll be with Pastor Jason Schiffel facilitating the discussion on what is love. So this Wednesday, Tim Nelson, our operations manager from Springfield, will be here at our Champaign studio to participate in the recording of Friday's program. So if you want to be a part of that and meet Tim and welcome him to our Champaign area, then join us this Wednesday at noon. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org, right on the homepage or under the Mark and Friends tab. And then finally, this Friday and Saturday, it's Tolono Fun Days. And we specifically invite you to come out on Saturday night at 8:30 as the Singing Men of GNN will be putting on a little mini concert, singing a variety of patriotic selections. We'll close out with the national anthem, and then the fireworks will begin. but there'll be activities and events and parades and food trucks and all sorts of fun entertainment throughout the night on Friday and then all day long on Saturday. But if you want to hear the Singing Men of GNN present, that'll be at 8:30 this Saturday night for Tolono Fun Days. All right, I got all that out of the way. This special guest, as I mentioned, my beloved son David, and I picked out this verse, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save." I like this portion of the verse because God is mighty to save. He desires all to draw near to him. And when I think of David, I love his faith journey. I love how God wooed him to himself. I was there when David was baptized. It was neat watching and learning about how involved he was with youth group and then leadership position with youth group. In fact, David, wasn't it here at Marketplace Mall on some Saturdays where you and a team came and witnessed? I mean, isn't that taking you way back?
Yeah, it's actually been a few years, but it was back when I was in high school. We used to lead a kind of intercessory prayer group that comes out to the Marketplace Mall and looked for people to pray for. And sometimes we just find a stranger and pull them aside and say, "Hey, is there something we can pray for you for?" Sometimes it could be a physical sickness, but other times it could be emotional or mental.
Yeah. Well, this verse, "The Lord your God is with you, is mighty to save. He saved you, and I've loved watching your faith journey these many years. He will take great delight in you." That's just a phenomenal concept that God takes great delight in us. And I can say this firsthand. I take great delight in David being my son, for him calling me dad. It melts me every time. Holly knows. I said, when David says, "Dad, you know, what do you think about this? Or do you have any thoughts on this?" It's like, I could open up my wallet. What do you need? How can I help? You know, he's my pride and joy, I guess I could say. I do take great delight in him. And then this next verse, "He will quiet you with his love." This is God speaking. And I was thinking, I don't know if I'm ever that quiet around him, but I certainly love him very much. But I love the ending. "He will rejoice over you with singing." It's a concept that God rejoices over us in singing, but it's a truth. It's right here in the scripture. It's Zephaniah talking about how God does delight and sings over us and rejoices. And that would be very true of me when I think about you, David, and our times together. It was wonderful having Dad's Day yesterday and sitting out on the deck and just sitting around. And Esther, this is one of the rare occasions, it's because we're doing this interview now, but Esther's always within about 2 inches of your arm or your shoulder or leaning into you because she's fearful that I might pull her into the studio here. But one of the rare occasions where you're alone, Holly's across the room, but I should do a little more of a formal introduction. He's up from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In fact, Holly and Esther flew down there about a week ago and they all came up and arrived back here Saturday night. So we got Saturday night and Sunday and then today and then tomorrow and then Wednesday we'll go up to Chicago. But David graduated from MIT. And I think your first year out, you were already making more money than me with the radio ministry, but you worked hard, many, many hours of study. Anyone who graduates from MIT knows the rigors. It's like being a doctor, endless hours of study and preparation. In high school, you were already taking advanced courses and classes. I think you were in Parkland College when you were like still a freshman. It was fun seeing you do some interns with ExxonMobil, and I got to drive out to a couple different road trips with you towards California and I think Texas, and then one time went up to Boston and we had, what did we call it, where we had all that barbecue on the way that, as we were traveling. Oh, yeah. And then it was the first time I had clam chowder or something from Boston area. David's always stretched me on different food groups that I'm like meat and potatoes and rice and very plain basics, and he said, "Dad, try this," or, "Oh, you got to have this." And anyway, so I'm kind of all over the place, but it's exciting to sit before David and call him my son. And we prayed up the program. And as any dad could say over a son that he's proud of, David is a great all-American, good-looking, mild-mannered. I think anyone that knows David appreciates him. He's kind. He's a great listener, very sensitive, very smart. In fact, the other day, this individual came up and said, "I was sitting behind you, and gosh, you got great pecs," I think he was saying. And he said, "You look good and fit." And, you know, it was just so fun. And so you played football when you were at MIT, I think like a season or so, mm-hmm. and active and well-disciplined, attends church. single gals. He is a great find. I don't even know if there's going to be a woman that's going to measure up, but available and just a delight, and works really hard. He works for ExxonMobil. He's a petroleum engineer and now overseeing some staff. Or what do you call it? Your team? But what's your position exactly? A petroleum engineer?
Yeah, so I was trained as a chemical engineer in the petroleum industry. But then currently I'm serving as a technical supervisor, overseeing a group of engineers, just looking at various processes within the refinery and optimizing and working on things to that regard.
We had dinner the other night with the Millers, and he's an engineer, and you both were just holding your own, talking about all these subjects that were way beyond Peter Miller and I. We were just kind of laughing, and that's one of the things I think is so wonderful about your personality and disposition. You get along with everyone. You're interesting to talk to, good-looking, all-American, and following the Lord, and you don't have all those vices. You don't drink or smoke or drugs, and you just turned 29. You don't have a lot of time on your hand, but I know you're volunteering. You even watch kittens. I mean, this guy is, if you know somebody that's attractive and fun-loving and healthy and a follower of Jesus, I'm embarrassing him a little, but he's such a great find. But you even were watching kittens, right?
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting opportunity that came up last year. A friend of mine volunteers at the animal shelter, and then they got a pack of kittens. And then at the time, I already have my dog, Odin. He's fantastic. And they approached me and asked, hey, would you be interested in fostering two kittens for a certain time and before they get adopted? And I thought it was a cool opportunity, and I took them up, and I had about two kittens for about 2-3 months they got adopted.
Well, before we do our reading, maybe a snapshot into some of your faith journey and where God has had you, maybe just generally speaking, how have you seen God at work in your life? Because you've walked really very faithfully for many years.
So for me, the area where I saw the Lord really work in my life is kind of just paving kind of my life out for me. And I mean, for those who know me know that I like to think about plans. I'd like to think about the future. I like to think big picture. But at the same time, I would say looking at my own life, it's been fantastic in terms of the opportunities the Lord has really blessed me with, the people that he has surrounded me with. And really, I will say that something I'm still learning even right now and will probably be for the rest of my life is really learning how to kind of lean my life on him and really not worry, just have so much worry in my life. So yeah, so really following that one verse in the Bible where it talks about the lilies in the field and the birds of the sky, for me, it's really been something that I have been tremendously blessed with in terms of all the opportunities I've given, and as well as the people that have surrounded me, people who are very, very firm believers, and as well as people who have been very successful professionally in their lives and following the Lord and kind of set that example for me. And Dad, you're in fact one of those people who have really been that role model for me to see how can someone work hard, but also at the same time, pray as much as you do and really just bless others through the gifts that God has given you.
Well, thanks, and to God be the glory. But let me get back to you. You're kind of a perfectionist, so you're always striving to achieve the best and to work hard and to evaluate your time and what you're doing. And just kudos, and it's great to have you in the studio. And like I said, I want to have you do some reading. We'll have a few minutes reading from our book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, which is just a phenomenal book. I highly recommend it. We have them available for $10 at both our Springfield studios at 600 West Mason Street, also here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign at the Great News Media Center. But I told David I wanted to make sure he takes one of these books with him because it's really changed my life. It's helped me not only think about prayer through different lenses, but the practicality of it, how it's communicating with God, and just how you can impact lives. And last week we talked about faithfully intercessing on behalf of people or circumstances and how God uses that to not only maybe change a situation or alter a circumstance, but it also changes us in our heart for people, maybe even those we disagree with or those we don't get along with. When we begin praying for them, we see a change of heart. And so we're going to be reading from chapter 3 of our book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And as mentioned, they're available at both studios for $10. So if you haven't picked up your copy yet, come come by, call first because we can always make sure we're here. Call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and we'll begin in chapter 3.
All right. So I was just looking at the book and really unprepared for this at all, being just back at home. But I was looking at the name of the chapter is Praying for Those You Serve. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was actually a very, very perfect chapter for me to read. And just because I have been helped out by so many. And at the end of the day, being a supervisor and being a manager now, something I've learned is really, even though I'm in a leadership position, really those that I help lead and manage, I'm serving them at the same time. So I'll start with Spirit-Prompted Intercession Wins Lost Loved Ones. Hudson Taylor stands as one of the great missionaries as he pioneered methods that opened China to the gospel. Yet as a teenager, he was restless and rebellious. He became the anxious prayer concern of his sister and mother, among others, which led to a story that has become a legend in mission circles. According to Taylor, in June 1849, when he was 17, his mother locked herself in a room 50 miles from home. She was visiting her sister at the time, and she felt moved not only to pray that Taylor would become a Christian, but to stay in the room until she was sure her prayers had been answered. That same afternoon, Taylor later recalled, he picked up a gospel tract about the finished work of Christ and accepted the Savior and the salvation. The next section I'll be reading from is called Resilient Triumphant Intercession Converts the Lost. Persistent, faith-based intercession produces results. No one symbolizes this better than George Mueller. Once while preaching, Mueller testified that 40 years prior, in 1844, five individuals were laid upon his heart, and he began to intercede for them to come to Christ. Mueller told how 17 months passed before one of them was converted.
And that's really important. I'm just going to jump in right here because sometimes we want to pray and see instant answers or the next day or, you know, maybe it's a health issue. And Lord, show up right away. And here's an example. He prayed and prayed, and it wasn't until 18 months had passed. And so sometimes we just have to realize God's timetable is different than ours.
He prayed on for 5 years more, and another was converted. He continued to pray. At the end of 12 and a half years, the third was converted. Mueller stated that he had continued to pray for the other two without missing a single day, but they were not yet converted. He had been praying for these two men daily for 40 years, but he was encouraged that the answer would come. In fact, Mueller said, they are not converted yet, but they will be. 12 years later, at his death, after interceding for them daily for 52 years, they still were not converted. But one came to Christ at Mueller's funeral, and the other shortly after. Resilient, persistent intercession makes a difference.
Say that one again, and I want to alert listeners. Be attentive to this because it's an important truth, and I have found it to be true in my life, and I'm sure, David, you could resonate. That's probably true in your life, too.
Definitely. So it is resilient, persistent intercession makes a difference. This final selection is titled How to Intercede More Effectively, and this will be, looks like my last reading. Suggestions for a better intercession. There are three listed. Number one, pray for others as you wish others would pray for you. Number two, focus your intercessory prayers more on the spiritual issues of eternal significance than the material, physical, temporal needs of the other person. Number three, use scriptural prayers as appropriate. Below are two prayers Paul prayed for his followers. The first one is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 12. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have a great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. And that's from Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 12. And the second one is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in the knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. And that's from Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11.
And that concludes our reading today from Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And I love these 3 points, you know, pray for others as you would wish them to pray for you. That's kind of an interesting one. We're always taught to, you know, love or care for others as you would want them to care for you. But the second one is really interesting. Focus your intercessory prayer more on the spiritual issue of eternal significance than the material, physical, temporal needs of the other person. And I think about how many times I pray for people, God, just woo them to yourself, because I can't think of a better thing. I mean, yes, you can pray for the job they need or the health issue, but if they're not sensing or feeling God's love, to me, that's the best thing that you could offer for somebody, that they would just sense or know or embrace or feel God's love. I just think when I pray for people, I always start with that, because that to me is the ultimate, that they would draw near to God, or they would sense God's love or compassion or care, because everything else will work its way out after that.
I think. For sure. Yeah, one thing I've found from a spiritual perspective, that's really where it all starts, that ends up impacting your thoughts, then what you say and what you do and your fate and destiny and so on and so forth.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's time to go. I don't know if you'll make it to Singing Men tonight, David, but men, you're all invited to join us 7 to 9 p.m. and we'll be preparing for Tolono Fun Days this Saturday, but the Singing Men of GNN meet every Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. And so we welcome all men to come and join us, and we're excited about that. You have sang with us before in the past and a couple national anthems at the Assembly Hall and other places, but appreciate you all bearing with me. I was a bit excited to have my son David in the studio, but he's in from Baton Rouge, and so we'll be praying him up and his future and how God will continue to work in and through him. And thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. Thanks for listening. And if you missed a portion of today's program, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and David Howe with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.